This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After widespread flooding in parts of Kentucky, the state is now cleaning up from snow and ice. And says Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear,
if the snow wasn't tough enough, it's cold right now. It's going to get dangerously cold tonight and into tomorrow.
14 people were killed in Kentucky during the flooding. That same polar vortex bringing Arctic temperatures to parts of the upper Midwest and Great Plains. A key discovery for investigators looking into the Toronto plane flipping this week.
The black boxes have now been recovered. That's going to give investigators some key information there. But without a doubt, the fact that you can actually talk to these pilots because they also survived, that's going to be key as well, because they'll be able to tell investigators what they felt inside that plane.
ABC's Gio Benitez in Toronto. President Trump calling Ukrainian President Zelensky a dictator on social media and saying Ukraine is to blame for the Russian invasion. Zelensky says Trump is living in a Russian disinformation space. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Voters in one Wisconsin school district may have saved their schools. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska for 1490 WLCX. After two failed operational referendums last year, including one that failed by a little over 1% of the vote, Mauston School District officials said that if they couldn't get a referendum passed this spring, the district would run out of money after the 2026-2027 school year and have to dissolve into neighboring districts. On Tuesday, district voters overwhelmingly approved a four-year $7 million ballot measure by a 2-to-1 margin. Mauston District officials said they will canvass votes on Thursday. The La Crosse School Board field of candidates for the spring election is set. Six candidates will compete for three spots on the school board. Incumbent Meredith Garcia, Joy Buckman, Molly Fuchs, Adam Hoffer, Kevin Hunt, and Jeff Jackson. A seventh candidate, Sam Morris, posted last week that he was no longer seeking public office due to online harassment and encouraged voters to pick from the other six candidates. Two current board members, President Juan Jimenez and Katie Birkdahl, are not seeking re-election. In the La Crosse mayoral race, community organizer Shondell Washington Spivey will face City Council President Chris Kahlo this spring. Voter turnout in La Crosse County was 13.46%, with some La Crosse City wards reporting turnout over 30%. Governor Tony Evers delivered his budget proposal to the state legislature Tuesday night. Evers proposed investments in childcare, education, and lowering medication costs, as well as a freeze on property tax increases and eliminating taxes on tipped wages.
Wisconsinites need a leg up to be able to finally get ahead on utility bills, on childcare costs, on groceries, medication, and doctor visits, and everything in between.
Republicans said they will create their own budget, with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss calling Evers' proposal dead on arrival. The Cooley region is due for a warm-up. Highs today will stay in the single digits, with one more chilly night on tap. Then, tomorrow, the warm-up begins, as we'll have highs in the 20s until the weekend, when we'll get above freezing. Highs will climb into the mid-40s, with a few places just south of La Crosse expected to reach 50 degrees. There's also little or no precipitation in the forecast through the middle of next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Badgers over Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. Head coach Greg Gard on his guys drawing fouls and converting to points at the free throw line.
Obviously, 13 free throws, it seemed like there was more. We shot 77%, felt like we shot 50, but only two turnovers the second half. That was important. Thought we got a little loose, a little sloppy the first half. You know, this team just gets better as games go on. They figure out opponents, and fun team to coach.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominating Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. NFL, Jordan Love with an Instagram post with fiance Ronica Stone saying the Pack will bounce back next season. Would he like to see a veteran receiver added to the team?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. It doesn't matter who we got, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of the game, is you got a new draft class coming in, so you got to find ways with the guys you have in that building. If we add a guy, we add a guy. If we don't, we don't. So we'll see.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Still stuck in the cold today, with high temperatures rising to the single digits and wind chills still feeling sub-zero. We could see a few flurries flying around out there this evening. Otherwise, tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny and a little warmer. High temperatures should tap the upper teens and for Friday, reach the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's zero at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome stand-up comedian Jeff Kane and writer-director of the film January, Nathan Demming, who discusses his barnstorming tour of the state. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Eagle, 1490 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. We are in hour two, and Jane is out today serving her civic duty, doing jury duty. And I'm not kidding you when I say this. I am truly jealous of her. We welcome you back to the program here. You can always chime in. You can always talk to us. Call or text. It's the same number, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or drop a comment on the live stream, which is currently on Facebook, YouTube, and the site we still call Twitter. Stay tuned. We got lots of fun stuff coming up for you at 11:30. We're going to want to find out what your favorite hack is. We found out that scientists have found the best way to cook a certain object, a certain item, a certain food stuff. And we want to know if you have your own hack. It doesn't have to be about food. It can be about anything in life, a cool thing you do that you want the world to know. But that's coming up at 11:30. And of course, at 11:50, this shouldn't be a thing. This is going to be one man's trash edition, so stick around for that as well. But right now, we're very, very excited to have on the show Milwaukee County Supervisor Sean Rollin. He is the supervisor of the 6th District. Mr. County Supervisor, thank you so much for being here on the show. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm a little hungry now. You got me excited about the food hack. I want to know what's going on.
I it's one of those things where I'm like, I'm very interested to find out, but also like science, you could be doing other things right now, but that's fine. That's absolutely fine.
Important. Food science is important.
Exactly. Now, sir, you are the county supervisor of the 6th District of Milwaukee County. And I would like for you to explain what a county supervisor does, because we got the mayor, we've got aldermen, we've got county supervisors, we've got all these elected positions. You are a county supervisor. Who do you represent, and what is your daily, weekly job tasks?
Very good question. Okay, so I represent District 6, which is most of Wauwatosa, okay, and a little bit of the Washington Heights neighborhood to the east. And what is Milwaukee County government is a good question, because I feel like most people understand what the federal government does, yeah, what the state government does, even what their city does. And they're like, Milwaukee County, what is that? So think about everything that has Milwaukee County in the name, right? The airport, the bus, the court system, the zoo, right? Everything, as we say, from like A, B, C to Z, right? Mm-hmm. The sheriff's office. So what the Milwaukee County board does is helps to set policies for all those things, as well as divvy out the budget to make sure that we are acting intentionally and strategically, right? So that's the way I see my role, is to make sure that we're being socially progressive and fiscally responsible and helping people enjoy living and playing here in Milwaukee County.
Wonderful, wonderful. Because I know that I would never want to ask a politician to pick a favorite, because there's some, but like, if you're out in the district, what's something we can always see Sean Rollin doing? Like, is it a coffee shop? Is it a restaurant? Is it just going for a good walk in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I mean, we have so many amazing parks, right? Yeah. So spending a lot of time on the county grounds, like walking dogs in and around over there, is a lot of fun. Our kids are very artistic, so we spend a lot of time down at the art museum or even at the public museum, so enjoying, you know, all that the county has to offer there. Yeah, I mean, my wife and I are obsessed with, we have a little ranking system for chicken wings.
Oh boy.
So that's our little hobby, right? Is we go to different restaurants. We have a little scoring system of, you know, 1 to 5 on like flavor. You know, is the ranch like homemade or is it just sort of out of bottle? So that's how we keep ourselves busy. But we've got 3 kids, 2 dogs. We got guinea pigs. We got plenty of chaos we can find ourselves into.
Do I dare ask what's your number one for right now?
Was our number one for wings?
Yeah.
You know, surprisingly, a lot of the Irish restaurants in the area have mm-hmm. like really great, like big, thick wings with like homemade ranch. Yeah. So, you know, find yourself over to like McBob's or to, you know, any of the Irish restaurants I find that have like great wings, risingly.
Wonderful. Now, how does the county, as a county supervisor, how do you work in concert with city government? Because, of course, you know, Milwaukee, you have Wauwatosa and you have Milwaukee. How do you work with city council, mayors, things in that nature to get agenda items done or just like, you know, working together on projects to get maybe funding available through the federal government or state?
Yep. So there's a lot of partnership with the, you know, in my position, I'm connecting all the time with the mayor of Wauwatosa and the alders, as well as someone like the advocate community. And then same thing with the counterparts in the city of Milwaukee. I think that there, once you have a sense of, you know, who are the players and what are their goals, you can get a sense of like, okay, how do we work together? And then similarly on the county board, as we're advocating to the state, you know, I think it's interesting to the state legislature when Milwaukee County believes or says something. But if we can create partnerships with all the counties across mm-hmm. Wisconsin and all believe in the same things, it's a much more compelling message and much more like politically palatable, I would say, for our state legislature today.
Yeah.
'Cause we can get all the counties to all be swimming in the same direction and then we're all getting uplifted, mm-hmm. then it's a much more compelling conversation.
That's great. That's wonderful. I couldn't imagine juggling all those because I didn't even take into the account the other counties, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger in what you're trying to achieve, which is, you know, taking care of the people of Wisconsin, not just your district, but the people of Wisconsin. Now, you were brought to our attention, Sean, because you as a county supervisor, this is not like there are a lot of people out there who say, you know what, I'm going to run for alderman one day, and then someday I'm going to be mayor. Maybe I'll do this. Maybe I'll be president. And anyone who does that talks like that, I'll be president one day. But yeah. you didn't see a future in politics. This is something that kind of came to you. Reading your bio, you were elected in April of 2020, you know, when nothing was going on. There was right. nothing going on. But this wasn't yeah. a life you sought out. This was sort of something that came to you and was kind of like a calling in later in your life.
That's right. So 10 years ago, I was just like a happy husband, you know, and dad living in Wauwatosa, doing the dad thing and running kids to soccer and basketball. And at about the same time, Governor Scott Walker proposed this huge cut, tens of millions of dollars in funding for public schools. Mm-hmm. And being a dad of public school kids and recognizing that Scott lived in Wauwatosa. In fact, he lived on the same street that I do.
Yeah.
I lived just like 8 blocks north of where he lived. So I just felt like this obligation that I had to get involved. So
yeah.
When the superintendent was pulling together a meeting of parents to talk about how harmful this cut was and what we could do, I kind of like raised my hand and said like, okay, you know, I'll create a parent group and start advocating. So nonpartisan parent group, we kind of went all in and went to legislator town halls and advocated on social media and sent postcards. And we ended up reversing that cut, which was like outstanding. I've never thought that that would happen.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. So then a school board spot opened up in Wauwatosa, and some friends who I had connected with as part of that effort said, hey, you know, you're not crazy. You're thoughtful about things. Like, why don't you run for this? And I did, and I won. And then similarly, 4 years later, a county board seat opened up and a different friend told me that I needed to run just because they needed somebody who was kind of like normal and strategic and smart with money. But so I decided to throw my hat in and campaign and ended up winning that too.
I just would love this. I'd love to get that mailer in my post box. Sean Rollin, not crazy. Good crazy. With money.
That's a compelling argument right now, right? Yeah.
Now, yeah. Well, how much time you got? No, before the cut, before Scott Walker's proposal, which, by the way, congratulations, because that's monumental. I mean, we're seeing so many people with regard to, by the way, if you're just tuning in, sorry, Supervisor Sean Rollin, he's a county supervisor of the 6th District here in Milwaukee, talking to us today about his life in politics and what he does on a daily basis in his job. When going up against educational cuts, and we see this all the time now, it's such, I mean, that is one of the biggest uphill battles that is. So I just say kudos and congratulations to you and your group. How were you involved in any way, not politics, but just like politically, as far as like knowing the processes? Or was it when you decided to run, was like, all right, my kitchen, teach me everything. I got to know all the stuff. You know, it's time for class.
Yeah. So I went to school for public relations and political science. Oh, so I kind of knew, you know, I kind of knew those things. But I didn't really get it. So I worked on a couple political campaigns. Yeah. So I knew kind of like how to community organize, but then kind of like set all that aside because I wanted a professional life that wasn't just like working 100 hours a week and eating Taco John's and Orange Julius. And I don't know, you need like a lifestyle when you start to have kids and a family. So I've been working at Northwestern Mutual now for the past 16 years and have really enjoyed that. I've learned a lot in this experience. But kind of knowing what the past grind was, I was like, okay, I can put these kind of skills together and try to advocate.
That's a fantastic story. And I want to talk more about that on the other side of the break, because if we have people listening, and I've thought about this too, I also a political science degree. So, you know, I work in radio, which is perfect. I've thought about that too. I've thought about, could I run for office? And I never see my eyes on a Congress or a senator. I see my eyes on school board or like something in that like right on Main Street type of effect that you have, but it seems daunting and it seems like, well, I can't do that because there are other people who do it. So one of the things when we come back for the break, I just want to talk more about that story and that aspect of, you know, realizing, okay, this, we got to do this. Here's what you need to do. So we are talking to County Board Supervisor Sean Rollin. He is the supervisor of the 6th District. If you want to get in touch with us, call or text us, the same number, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream. That is Facebook, YouTube, or the site we still call Twitter in this house. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close. She gives me. And she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hit. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. Jane says.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think he's right. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
It might be cold outside, but we're back on the road to find out what makes Wisconsin great, including the American Burr Combiner.
Road trip!
It's the best ski race in the world. I'm Todd Alba. I'm taking you to the Burr Combiner and what it means for the state.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
Join us from Hayward, Wisconsin.
A special Todd Alba show Thursday and Friday.
At noon on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach. I am filling in for Jane Matt and Air, who is on jury duty right now. She'll be coming back hopefully tomorrow. If not, we'll see her on Friday. But we would love to hear from you if you want to get part of the conversation with the county board supervisor, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. But we're going to continue our conversation with Milwaukee County Board Supervisor Sean Rollin, who is the representative of the 6th District. And one of the things we were talking about earlier was the fact that a life in elected politics wasn't in your cards, sir. And we have a lot of listeners, a lot of viewers who are very civically minded. They know a lot about what's going on. They know about the issues, especially the ones that would concern a supervisor, an alderman, possibly a mayor. But I feel like that idea of running for office can be a daunting, overwhelming task where you think, I can't do that. That's not something I can do. What was it that, you know, was it outside forces? Was it like someone saying, you can do this? Or was there something inside you saying, no, I can do this because I need to? Like, if someone's listening right now and they're hearing that calling in their head, what are the better voices they need to listen to maybe put them on the journey to go out and get those nomination papers?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of different reasons for different people to run. I think for me, it was a good combination of people asking me to do it, and me like having already kind of been involved and engaged in the subject matter. Like, it wasn't, you know, I'm going to go and run for this office. It was more like, I care a lot about school district funding, and I've been kind of advocating about public school funding and getting engaged and involved with state legislature. So then when a school board seat became open, it kind of felt like the next organic thing. And so that would be my advice to anybody, is if you have that inkling in the back of your mind that, or you just like don't feel confident enough, you know, but you can get engaged. Like, you can go to school board meetings. You can get involved in your district. You can go to Milwaukee County board meetings and understand the subject matter and then build up that acumen and expertise. And then, you know, if there is an issue, then you can be the champion on it in the community. And that's a great way to get a lot of people to back you in the future. That's what I would recommend to anybody, is to try to find a place where you're the right fit, as opposed to just like running for any office. But I would also say that there are a lot of people that just run for any office and they figure it out too. I think one of the best ways to build your confidence in running for something is like, go look at the people who are currently in the seats. And if they are not impressive to you, or you don't feel like they have a good command of the subject matter, you know, what's to hold you back then, right?
Well, and that's something that I we spoke about last week was, if you, you know, it's understandable that people get upset, hair on fire situations. People get very, you know, passionate about these, about certain topics. But one of the things I think you first have to look at is, how is your representative voting on the things that concern you most? If they're voting against your interests, then it's time to do something. And like you said, whether it's being a part of an advocate group or running or just, you know, a letter writing campaign, or as we say in the show all the time, call their office. Because we had a gentleman on a couple of weeks ago, and he said that, you know, elected officials can't read minds. And if they don't hear from you, they might believe that they're voting in your best interest. So if you don't agree, say something and go from there. But yeah, look at what they're voting for. And if you don't like it, then it's time to do something. Because we could, I mean, I love Twitter. I love Instagram. I love comments. But
yeah,
you got to make your voice heard in a way that is powerful. So, sir, what are, is there anything you're working on right now? Is there anything coming up for you that you want to talk about with the people before we go?
Sure. I mean, one of the things, we're trying to become the healthiest county in Wisconsin by closing health gaps. There are many disparities, but one of the largest we see is by race. Mm-hmm. In Milwaukee County, the average Black person lives 14 fewer years than the average white person. And I'm going to say that again, because I think it's a powerful and distressing stat, and it should be for anybody. The average Black person in Milwaukee County lives 14 fewer years on average than the average white person. So we have a huge job to do, and we have very limited people power and funding to do it. So in my mind, my job is to deliver on that vision of being the healthiest county as fast and as efficiently as possible. And to me, that's making sure that our county government acts more like a foundation, you know, where we're doing data-driven things that are evidence-based and measurable, and we're holding people accountable, and we're doing interesting things, we're piloting things, but we're doing things that are based on evidence and data and not based on, like, vibes and feelings. because,
like, hey, you know, man, this feels good.
Right? You would not believe how hard it actually is, because some things, like, get very emotional.
Of course. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
And we'll, you know, and then people get all stirred up, and they get so wrapped up in the vibes and the feelings that it's the data and the outcomes kind of get lost. Mm-hmm. So really having just almost like an emotionless conversation, but like, what is the fastest way that we can get our strategic plan done? That's, I think, is the number one thing for me.
I love that. You know, I mean, I'm all for emotions, but when it comes to things like this, we got to look at the numbers, because the numbers don't lie, and that's the way we move forward, and we move forward together. And this sounds like a great, great plan and a great mission to work on. Supervisor, County Board Supervisor Sean Rowland, thank you so much for being on the show. We would love to talk to you again sometime. If you have another, if there's another initiative you're working on or something coming up, please let us know. We'd love to have you back. And the other side of the break, we're going to talk about your favorite hacks. What's your favorite hack? What's something that the world needs to know that you do that they can get done to make life maybe just a little bit better, just like science did with this food stuff? I'm not telling you right now. You got to stick around and listen to find out. But once again, thank you very much, Sean, for being on the show. We appreciate your time as always. We know you're a busy man. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to give you some news when we come back, favorite hacks, and then, of course, this shouldn't be a thing. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
La Crosse now has two choices for mayor. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 WLCX. The spring election race for mayor of La Crosse is set. Community organizer and volunteer Sean Del Washington Spivey had the most votes of any of the four candidates for mayor, picking up about 30% of the vote. The second spot of the ballot was decided by only 45 votes, with City Council President Chris Kahlo advancing over Vicky Markison. Markison lost the 2021 mayor's race by 205 votes to Mitch Reynolds, who is not seeking re-election. Ellie McLoon, who works in real estate, finished in fourth with 16% of the vote. The sixth candidate field for La Crosse School Board is also set. Incumbent Meredith Garcia is among those trying for three open seats. There were a couple of other primaries in the Cooley region on Tuesday. For La Crosse City Council District 7, incumbent Matt Keel picked up 36% of the vote to advance to the spring election, where they'll face challenger Gary Pedeski, who had nearly half of the vote in the primary. In Toma, four candidates, Katie Rice, Heidi Hammes, Daniel Kriego, and James Newland, will compete for two seats on the Toma School Board. Toma voters rejected a November referendum that would have built a new high school and consolidated other buildings. Voter turnout in La Crosse County was 13.46%, with some La Crosse City wards reporting turnout over 30%. The primary for state superintendent was Tuesday, with Jill Underly seeking re-election to the post this spring. She advanced with 38% of the vote, while Brittany Kinzer picked up nearly 35% to advance as well. Underly, who is backed by Democrats, will face Kinzer, who is supported by Republicans, in the officially nonpartisan election this spring. In Kinzer's post-primary statement, she reached out to voters for Jeff Wright, who finished with about 27% of the vote for support in the spring election. After a record-setting year for school referendums in 2024, there were only five on the ballot in Tuesday's primary. Voters in the districts of Mauston, Waterford Union, Tomahawk, and Northland Pines easily passed referendums. Mauston, facing possible dissolution if its referendum failed, saw its $7 million plan pass by a 2-1 margin. However, Kenosha voters rejected a five-year, $115 million proposal. 89 school referendums are on the April 1st spring election ballot across the state. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Guy Pearce says Kevin Spacey made him feel uncomfortable while shooting LA Confidential. Pearce told The Hollywood Reporter the disgraced Spacey targeted him for months on the set back in 1997. The Oscar-nominated Pearce said he was not actually assaulted, but kept brushing off the advances, which was difficult to do because at the time, Spacey was quite powerful and very aggressive. Pearce said when he heard the reports that other actors came forward accusing Spacey of sexual assault, he broke down and sobbed. Pearce is nominated for Best Supporting Actor this year for his role in The Brutalist. And here's something that will make you feel old news. The Breakfast Club just turned 40 this past weekend. The John Hughes film was written in 1982 and put the famous writer-director on the map. The film's initial budget was $1 million and originally was going to be shot independently in Chicago. The Breakfast Club went on to gross $50 million after finally being released in 1985 and became a classic. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Still stuck in the cold today, with high temperatures rising to the single digits and wind chills still feeling sub-zero. We could see a few flurries flying around out there this evening. Otherwise, tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny and a little warmer. High temperatures should tap the upper teens and for Friday, reach the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's zero at our studios.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project join me to review the election results of the DPI secretary's race and more. Be with us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is currently out of the office, but will be back hopefully tomorrow. You can always get in touch with us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Drop a comment on the live stream. You can do that by going to our Facebook page or YouTube or the website we still call X in this house. Something I want to get to a couple of the live stream comments as well as text before we get going. Cassandra on the live stream said, Greg, I know I'm coming late to the party. You mentioned a weird interaction at your polling place twice this morning here and with Pat. That needs to get reported. I just want to be clear, Cassandra, and to everyone listening. I didn't have an interaction. It just was a weird feeling. They didn't talk to me. I didn't talk to them. I just felt like It felt off. That's it. There's nothing. I don't feel like there's anything to be reported. There was no, it didn't seem to be any harassment taking place. And I, you know, just wanted to get my vote in and get out of there and take it easy. And regarding what poll workers can do versus poll watchers, someone listening to WAUK said, as a poll worker, non-poll works are not allowed to ask any questions. As a poll worker, you can only ask them to say their name, address, and picture identification. So, like I said, it was more, as Sean Rollin put it before in his interview, it was more of a vibe. I was getting a weird, weird vibe from the whole situation, but didn't feel like it needed to be reported, and I didn't hear about anything afterwards. So I'm hoping they were just doing their civic duty and everything went smooth. It seemed to have. There's nothing reported in the Kenosha News on that polling place in particular. But, Kelvin, I have a question for you. Did you know that you not only can hear great talk on civic media, but you can also hear music? Did you know that, Kelvin?
You can. I was unaware.
We rehearsed this for hours this morning. Yeah, actually, if you go to the civic media website, you can listen on the website, but you can also download the free civic media app and take a look at our music station lineup on the app. It's got some of the best music from the 80s, 90s, and it gets you in the mood for whatever you're doing, whether it's working out or cleaning, 105.7 WCFW in Eau Claire or 99.7 Max FM in Baraboo. It's got music for you. If you like country music, we've got 98Q in Park Falls. The list goes on and on. You can go to civicmedia.us to find out about the great music lineup. But if you're down for news, after us is going to be, of course, the one and only, the wonderful Todd Alba from noon to 2, and then Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4, Dom Salver from 4 to 6, and of course Pete Schwab, who will be on the show Friday at 11:30, hosting Nightlight from 6 to 8, and then stay close, because there's great shows even after that. There's Native Roots Radio, Tom Hartman. There's so much happening for you on the Civic Media Radio Network. All you have to do is go to civicmedia.us to find out a complete lineup, whether it's talk or music. Get that app on your phone. It's free. Take us wherever you are globally. I want someone to take the app to space, to the International Space Station one day. I think that can happen. I think if we all just work together, we can make this goal become a reality. So, as I mentioned before, Cal found this article. Apparently, when it comes to hacks, and when I say hacks, I don't mean like political hacks or comedian hacks. I mean like hack that makes your life easier, makes your life better, moves quicker. Scientists have gotten in the game, and they developed a new method for, wait for it, the perfect boiled egg. Calvin found this one, and they have provided a recipe in there. It's a CNN article. I will put the article in the show notes. You can test this at home. And while I love a wonderful egg for breakfast, scrambled anyway is really great, I just want to know, Calvin, what are your thoughts on this? Why?
Yeah, I saw the article and I was a little, I thought it would be a little more scientific than this, but it kind of almost sounds like a science fair project.
Yeah, I mean, they used the word scientists a lot in this article, and they said scientists have officially cracked the code with a technique known as periodic cooking. The new method involves alternating the egg between hot and lukewarm water cycles, which I believe I've seen on TikTok and Instagram and things like that. This is nothing totally new. I guess for me, the question is, why did science, you know, science, that giant behemoth of an industry, step in and say, don't worry about all the other, don't worry about disease, don't worry about war, don't worry about famine, don't worry, let's work on the egg first. And they found the perfect way to cook an egg. But that brought me to my thought here is, you know, to those listening and to Calvin, to anyone listening or watching on the live stream, what is your favorite hack? What is a hack that you do, whether it's regular, on the regular, whether it's every once in a while, just makes your life easier, that you want to pass along to the people and let them try to make their lives easier? Because, you know, time is of the essence, and we don't always have all the time in the world. So if you have something that you do in your life, whether it's a cooking hack or a car hack or whatever it is, we want to hear from you. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can leave that on the live stream by watching on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. We'd love to hear from you, please, and thank you. Calvin, do you have a specific hack that works for you that's really just something that you want to share with the people that will make their lives easier?
I'm still coming up with mine, so let's hear what yours is, Greg.
Oh, you okay. All right, okay. So here's the deal. You know how everybody has a quote-unquote cure for hiccups? I assume, Calvin, you've had hiccups in your life, right?
Yes, I have.
And you had someone say to you, oh, all you need to do is blank. And whether that is standing in your head, holding your breath, taking a drink of water, getting scared, they always say, oh, it always works. And then you do that thing, and then lo and behold, 10 to 15 seconds later, you still have the hiccups. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, it has. I'm very curious what your solution is.
So my solution involves a glass of water, and I've done this numerous times over the years, and I pass this along to people, and it's never failed once. Never failed once. Here's what you do. You got the hiccups? Take a glass of water. Take a deep, deep breath. Hold that breath. Don't let it go. Hold that breath. Drink as much water as you possibly can. Then breathe out and then just wait. If it doesn't work, I'll be crazy. But seriously, I've been doing it for a long, long time. I don't know how I stumbled onto it, but it works every single time. You also have to be relaxed too. If you're like all nervous about it, don't be nervous. It's just the hiccups. But that's, you take a deep, deep breath, hold the breath, long drink of water, let the breath out, and allow the hiccups to go away. I just wish we had someone here right now to try that out on. Unfortunately, can't make anyone get the hiccups. We do have a text from Chris listening in Madison on WAUK. Life hack. Take the silverware basket from the dishwasher, dump it into a drawer, and feel more liberated when you have. We are all adults. We all can tell the difference between a knife, fork, and a spoon. Is that a hack or is that just lazy? I don't know. That's just, what does that say to you, Cal?
Yeah, I think that causes other issues, like how do they fit in the drawer if you just dump it in?
Damage to the drawer, you know. You just could put your hand in there and all of a sudden, oh, there's a knife. You know what I mean? But hey, Chris, thank you so much for getting in touch with us. We love always hearing from you. He also says, ain't nobody got time for that. What a wonderful reference. But yeah, that is my hack. I'm wondering if there's anybody out here else who has a hack. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Also leave a comment on the live stream, which is on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. So I always like hearing about the Dave from New Berlin. This is more of an adult hack. Add Southern Comfort to cranberry juice. Good stuff. I cannot promote that. Sure, that is something I just said in the world. We do not promote adding cranberry juice, especially in the workplace. Do not do that in the workplace. So, Cal, do you have any ideas on things that you do?
Well, your hiccup hack kind of made me thinking about what I do when I have the hiccups.
What's that?
And I have two different things, and I'm not going to stake the claim.
Oh, that I am.
They're foolproof like yours.
Yeah.
But the first one, you have to be able to burp on command. But you have to try to burp exactly at the same time as a hiccup, and then they'll go away for me usually. One thing that I've used once in a blue moon when I have really stubborn hiccups is if you eat a spoonful of peanut butter and swallow it without anything else, that helps get rid of them.
Okay, so just a spoonful of peanut butter.
Yep.
Okay, well, that goes along with something that we got here, a text from someone listening to WMDX who has a thought for the egg story, too. The hack sounds like some big egg attempts to get everyone to buy eggs if these exorbitant prices. Nice try, Satan. But he says the best hack for hiccups is eat a spoonful of sugar. Ooh, that feels like that would just scratch your throat up. But okay. And then Liz, listening on WAUK in Saukville, says that hack sounds like, for the hiccup hack, I use the same, but I keep small sips of water while holding my breath. Always works best. Okay, so we got some ideas here. I would love to know if these hacks work. If you get hiccups in the next day or week, let us know. I would love to find out if any of these actually work. And I'm staking, and Calvin, I'm absolutely staking a claim. I will give away something that means a lot to me if this doesn't work. And that will probably be a small Lego set that I haven't put together yet. But we've got Karina on the phone. Karina in Milwaukee. What's going on, my friend?
I was a nurse in Russia, and there is a hiccuping disease, and very often people after anesthesia will have hiccups, and it's actually very painful.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you have a surgery, like a abdominal surgery, it's very painful to hiccup all the time. So there is a procedure for it. You can do it with somebody else, or you can do it alone. You have a glass of water. And you need a straw because you can't grab it, okay?
Okay.
Then you take and place your hands on that little protrusion in your ear, what comes out of your skull, you know, that little bump.
The little bump,
in the middle of your ear. Yeah, when you can push it and your hearing change, right? So you push it as much as you can before it gets painful, okay?
Okay.
And then slowly drink that water. Like a half of a glass, and let it go, and the hiccups will go away.
Okay, so
if you have it with somebody else,
yeah,
then you just ask them to push on that ear part on both sides, and you can just grab the glass and drink it.
Okay, all right. So we're getting a lot of water-based solutions in this. I enjoy that. Thank you so much for reaching out, Karina, and letting us know about that. Yeah, I couldn't imagine having hiccups to the point where you have to have surgery. That's just, I don't like having them for 10 minutes, let alone for any longer. But that's an interesting one. I noticed if you weren't not watching on the live stream, Calvin actually was sticking his finger in his ear. Be like, okay, yes, I understand that.
I was curious.
A listener listening on WAUK says spray bottle. This is a non-hiccup, by the way. We've gotten real deep into hiccups, but this is a non-hiccup. Spray bottle with 2/3 vinegar and 1/3 water will help melt ice on windshield. That's very good because that can always be a problem as well. Do not pour hot water on your car. You could really do some major damage. So 2/3 vinegar, 1/3 water will help melt ice on windshield. Thank you so much for reaching out to us. If you have anything else in the last moments before we go on to This Shouldn't Be a Thing, we'd love to hear from you. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC is the number. We got a great rest of the week coming up for you. We got great guests. We got Dan Schaefer coming by. Pete Schwab on Friday as well. Scott on the text says, I can't remember the last time I had the hiccups. If they come soon, I'm coming for you, Greg. All right. I didn't say I wanted you to get them. I just said I have a foolproof hack to cure them. So we're going to take a small break. When we come back, it's another installment of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. You are listening to Matt and Aaron Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close. Don't go anywhere. You're amazing.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is out of the office right now, but we'll be returning very soon. If you want to get in touch with us, you can give us a call, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you like. You can text us at the same phone number as well. We'd love to hear from you. Before we get going, just a reminder, Todd Alba follows us after the news at 12 o'clock. Then we're going to be followed by Maggie Dunn as well as by Stom Salvia. The list goes on and on. Keep us locked right here on Civic Media to get all of your information, to listen to all the great talk we have for you. And then if you want to check out the music, go to civicmedia.us and check out our music stations. We'd love to have you listening to them as well. Before we get to the final segment of the day, I want to just read one more text we got regarding hacks. And it got real specific, Calvin. It got real specific to hiccups because I gave what I believe is a surefire hack of taking a deep breath, drinking as much water in a cup as possible, and then breathing out slowly. And then I believe that will cure your hiccups, and it's done. We had a lot of great ideas. This one comes from Terry in Cross Plains listening to WMDX. Greg, I agree with Karina and her remedy to cure hiccups, which is drinking water out of a straw and sticking your ear on the bumpy part of your ear. But I also say that you need to plug your nose in addition to plugging your ear while you are sipping water. And I once worked with a guy that had to take a medical leave of absence because he could not stop hiccuping. Okay, this does sound like now we just need two people involved in this process. So that just you get out of your nose. I guess not. You can put it on the counter, Cal. Drink from the straw, plug your nose, hit your ear. I think these are all great ideas. I want to know if these work. Please let us know. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or email us at janesays@civicmedia.us. Let us know about your hiccup hacks. So, but it's 11:54, Calvin. That means it's time for one thing and one thing only. It is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
This is the one man's trash edition, and I love this headline so much, Cal. It comes from Sky News. Man who lost 600 million pound Bitcoin fortune considers buying landfill site to search for it. So it's over in England. So instead of dollars, it's pounds. So 600 million pounds of Bitcoins he believes might be in a landfill in England, and he wants to buy it because he lost it some time ago. Calvin, are you into Bitcoin at all? Do you have any Bitcoin whatsoever?
I do not.
Okay. Well, this is what happens if you get yourself into the crypto world. It says, after a legal case to force the council to let him search the site was thrown out by a judge, James Howells with an S, is toying with offering to purchase it instead, and says he was discussing the idea with his business partner. So basically, he has mined a bunch of Bitcoin. It was on a hard drive, and it got lost. He believes his ex-girlfriend mistakenly threw out the hard drive containing thousands of Bitcoins in 2013, and he believes it's going to be worth about 600 million pounds, and he wants to buy the landfill where he thinks it is. I think they should let him do it. I would love nothing more than just see this man with a shovel every day saying, gotta find it. Gotta find it. What do you think, Calvin?
Well, I think it's a little ridiculous. I assumed that, and maybe it's evolved, the technology's evolved since he initially bought the Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But I was under the impression that you had like a secure wallet that was in the cloud. So you wouldn't actually need physical access to the hardware.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, yeah, I mean, I don't think he's going to find it.
Well, that's the thing, too, is like he could probably hire an army of people to do it. And if it's there, he could pay them like $1 million a piece and still be way ahead of the game. But also, yeah, in the real non-Bitcoin world, non-crypto world, you just have an online wallet. I mean, I have an online wallet from my bank. That just seems pretty simple. Why wouldn't you do that as well? Why would you risk it by putting on a hard drive? And my guess is that it's not even a thumb drive, which is going to be harder to find. But I guess we're going to say good luck to Mr. James Howells on your – this is the grossest treasure hunt that's ever been done in the history of mankind. But we say good luck to you, James Howells. On your search for 600 million pounds worth of Bitcoins. And with that being said, Calvin, that brings us to
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. It's because of you we are here. We could not do it without you. But also, thank you to Calvin and all the engineers for doing their job. Seriously, they keep this place running smoothly every single day, and we appreciate them every single day. We've got a great show for you tomorrow as well as the rest of the week. We hope you join us then. We hope we'll have Jane back in the chair to greet us kindly and let us know how her jury duty went. You're going to have Todd Alba coming up next after the news, but don't go anywhere. You are listening to Man There on Air on the Civic Media Radio Networks. Don't get down on yourself. You're cool. You're amazing. Stay hydrated. You're awesome. Let no one tell you differently. Thank you for listening. Take it easy. Bye-bye. Stay close.
Eagle 1490 AM. Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to members of the legislature's Black Caucus, including State Senator Dora Drake, about President Trump's work to diminish Black history.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The investigation into the cause of the Delta jet flipping over while landing Monday in Canada is underway. The black boxes recovered could be key. All on board survived. ABC's Gio Benitez is on scene at Toronto Pearson Airport.
Passenger Brian Erickson says it all happened in an instant.
I was sitting next to this nice lady. She started praying as loud as she could.
The plane's charred fuselage now sitting frozen on the runway for examination. Officials pointing to the weather as a possible factor in the crash.
In New York this afternoon, a judge will hold a hearing on whether to approve the Justice Department's request to dismiss corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Critics say the DOJ wants to throw out the case in exchange for Adams agreeing to collaborate with the Trump administration's deportation plans. Kentucky hit hard again after weekend flooding killed 14, a layer of snow falling on top of floodwaters, and now sub-zero temperatures are moving in. This is ABC News.